It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason Mackey's First 10, a podcast to get you ready for the day. And this is a special one here. Really excited about this, given our guest and the subject matter at hand. But first, want to let you know that we are sponsored by the North Fork Tavern across from PNC Park. It's Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it there. There, the interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. I'll shut up because I'm not the important person on this podcast. It's the person next to me, Jay Johnson, LSU coach. You've probably seen him. Jay, thank you so much for joining me. And he has a tremendous lens of insight into Paul Skeens. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. And I texted you this evening to get some intel, and I love sort of the way you operate with Skeens. Anything for Paul, happy to talk about him. He seems like, you know, such a difficult person to deal with. So appreciate you squeezing it in. What was your reaction when you found out he was called up?
Yeah, honestly, it's just like the inevitable, you know. I mean, the only question was like, maybe what was the Pirates' plan? And but I mean, he's ready. I mean, I would make an argument he was ready in, you know, Omaha last year or in the back half of our season, you know, to be a major league pitcher. And obviously the talent is special. I think the Pirates were very fortunate to have the number one pick last year because, I mean, I can't talk enough about how great a person this guy is and how solid he is in terms of character, leadership, commitment to his craft, all of the above. I mean, this for me, it's a once in a lifetime pitcher that I'll ever have. And more importantly, a once in a lifetime person. Like, he was only here for 1 year, but I mean, he was clearly the leader of our team and just a special guy, and really excited for him and excited for Saturday. And all of Pittsburgh should be very excited about this.
I think they are. I know they are. He hasn't pitched here yet, but I can assure you this city loves Paul Skeens, and Saturday is going to be a lot of fun. The second question I had written down, Jay, was did it surprise you at all? But hearing you talk and answer the first one, I'm guessing the answer is no.
Yeah, not at all. And, you know, I had just seen a little bit of snippets of what he'd done recently. But, you know, having a little more inside in the off season. I mean, he was back here for a good period of time and working incredibly hard, as he always does. And just the commitment to get to the next thing of improvement, development, readiness. I mean, this guy takes preparation to another level. And I didn't feel like it would be long, you know, just in terms of the talent is, you know, generational. The person is exceptional. And just his focus, you know, that he had this offseason. You know, I not only is he going to be a great pitcher for the Pirates, like the Pirates pitching staff is going to be better for having him, just from I'm sure he's going to, you know, show a lot of guys the way, just, you know, not really by talking or, you know, pushing anything on anybody, just the way that he works. And, you know, he commands your attention and your respect immediately, you know, by how he does those things.
Yeah, the Pirates pitching staff, by the way, this was something I wanted to get to a little bit later, but we might as well get into it now. I don't know how much have you paid attention to what they have here? I mean, right now we're looking at Paul Skeens joining Jared Jones.
It's pretty cool. Well, it's a funny story. I mean, I recruited Jared Jones very hard when I was the head coach at the University of Arizona. And he committed to USC early on, like almost maybe even as an eighth grader or a freshman. And then he decommitted, like going into his senior year, and then it came down to us in Texas. And he chose Texas. And but I know Jared very well. And, you know, his dad, Keith's a great guy. And, you know, he was one of those like baseball prodigy guys, you know, that you knew very young he was going to be pretty incredible. And he's obviously lived up to that. And again, like, I think that's pretty exciting for the Pirates to have those guys.
Yeah. So you were an assistant at the University of San Diego when Strasburg was at San Diego State. Obviously, there have been a ton of comparisons with Paul and Steven. I wanted to ask you how Paul reminded you of Steven and also how you see those two as different.
Yeah, I think the similarities are the dominance in college. And, you know, I had a unique run when I was the associate head coach and hitting coach at San Diego. You know, we beat Tim Lincecum. We beat David Price. A lot of marquee, you know, future major league pitchers over my time there. But Steven Strasburg, we could not beat him. You know, whether he was coming out of the pen as a closer, as a freshman, or a dominant starter the next 2 years. So, you know, Paul and Steven remind me of each other just in terms of dominance. I would say Steven in college would go to his breaking ball a little bit more, you know, to get outs and strikeouts. I think 190 struck us out like 18 times. And, you know, I mean, through like 81 sliders and like 120 pitch outing. Where, you know, with Paul, like even in the SEC last year and playing the schedule that we did, I mean, he could dominate with just fastball command, you know, and then, you know, the second time around, go to the breaking ball or slider, and, you know, the changeup got better. And he'd have outings where he'd have unbelievable fastball command and could just ride that. He'd have outings where the slider and changeup run hittable and mix. And so, you know, it's been a long time, you know, since 2009, but I just think Paul, for as physically imposing and dominating as he is and how good the fastball is, I mean, he is a true pitcher in every sense of the word. And, the dominance and the physicality of both of them would probably be the biggest similarities.
Yeah, it's really been amazing watching Paul. I mean, I obviously knew of his velocity. I knew of like two or three pitches that were really good. The depth of his arsenal has been so much fun to like realize and watch and analyze and see change, see him pull things out. And like, you're right. I mean, he truly is. He's a pitcher. He's not a thrower.
Yeah. One of my favorite memories of just his performance last year is in the regular season, we played Kentucky and we scored a lot of runs that night and won, but they squared him up a little bit. I think it might've been the only 3-run inning he gave up the entire season, you know, was to Kentucky. And it was a night where he was just like, you know, spraying the ball and, you know, really had to go to his secondary, you know, to win. And then we played him again in the Super Regional. And I might have these backwards, actually. We played him
again. Okay. Nobody's holding to you.
We might, in the Super Regional, he pitched him completely different. And they looked like they didn't know what hit him. Like, I mean, we won 14-0 and it was awesome. A Super Regional, electric night, 14,000 fans. And I took him out with two outs in the seventh inning, I believe, or eighth inning. And he got a huge curtain call. It was the last time he was going to pitch at Alex Box. And, you know, their coach, Nick Mingione, is a really good friend of mine and a great coach. And after the series was over, we just talked about that of like, man, that dude is something else. I mean, he just completely flipped the script on us. And, you know, those types of things are valuable when you think about a big league season where you're going to face, you know, teams in your division, you know, maybe three times in the 1 year. Like, I mean, he's just so complete. Like he can go get the next thing he needs to be the best after every outing.
Yeah. How much have you talked to Paul this season?
You know, we had a great conversation the day before he left to go to spring training or camp.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was great to kind of catch up. I told him last year, you know, I don't need anything from Paul Skeens for the rest of my life. I mean, that was a special team, special season, you know, spearheaded by him and Dylan Cruz. You know, I'm just here to be a fan and a supporter, and but really enjoyed that. We got to get reminiscent about last year a little bit. And really, I love talking to him about, you know, what was ahead of him this year and just his thoughts on how he goes about things. And, you know, he's the best. And I'll get up there this summer. You know, obviously, we're still in the midst of doing what we want to do to try to get back to Omaha and those types of things right now. But I can't wait to get up there and see him pitch. I texted with him today, texted with his family today, and super proud of him for sure.
The last thing I wanted to ask you, Jay, is just, I think these two kind of go together, but like I was amazed watching him, how he handled like advanced data and processed that and put that into practice. And I remember you telling me something too about whenever you had a meeting with Paul Skeens, you had to do your homework. And I feel like it's the same strand of thinking, of intent, whatever. I mean, you know him, you know, better than most. What is it about Paul? Because I think that too is going to that's what enabled him to get here. That's what enables him to have success. What is that in him?
Yeah, I think it's just elite preparation. You know, it comes from a great family. You know, his parents, Craig and Karen, phenomenal people. Obviously gave him a great upbringing, played for a great high school coach, and then went to the Air Force Academy for 2 years. And the discipline that comes along with being a part of the Air Force Academy, I mean, he lived that to a T. I mean, to an absolute T. And I remember meeting with him, you know, to try to recruit him to come to LSU. Once he went in the portal, I flew to Colorado Springs and, you know, put together like the most prepared, you know, recruiting presentation that I had ever done, knowing that I had to be on top of it. And, you know, just to keep us in the fight, because obviously everybody wanted him. And just meeting with him, you knew this guy was thinking and operating on a different level, and connected well, you know, with me and our staff, and connected well with, you know, what he wanted to accomplish, you know, at LSU. And then, you know, taking it into the season, you know, I'd walk in the players' lounge to grab a water or something, and, you know, the laptop's open, the notes for the notes of every hitter in the lineup, you know, and I mean, he's literally charting and mapping out the game of how he thinks he needs to go about it based on what he sees and what the scouting report said. And then the part I always love the most is, I mean, it would be 7 innings, 3 hits, maybe a run, 14 strikeouts. And he was always talking about what was next, you know, to get, not who was the next opponent, like what to get better at. And when you think about that quality, you're thinking like Michael Jordan, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, Corey Seager is the hitter probably now in the big leagues that thought process would resonate with. And he's just really special in that regard.
Jay, thank you so much. I know you just got into Alabama. You've got, you know, stuff ahead for your own team, and appreciate you squeezing me in.
All right. Looking forward to Saturday. You guys enjoy that.
All right. We certainly will. Make sure you like and subscribe. This, you can get all the content from our other Post-Gazette writers, and we'll talk to you same place, same time, back here tomorrow. All right, Jay, thank you so much, man. Once again, appreciate it.
You got it. I'll be up there in the summer. I'll try to track you down, maybe.
Please do. Send me a text. Love to say hi.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Take care.